Hello，各位好，这里是可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。 家是一座充满爱的房子，即使豪华也不失温情，即使朴素也有美丽的憧憬。最重要的是，里面有一个深爱着你的人。 Home 来自于 Michael Bublé， 听过无数次了，却依然被其中温暖的情愫而感动。Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. 即使身边人声嘈杂，依然孤独无比。有你有爱的地方才是家。一起来听温馨爱情单曲 Home。
Come and gone away from Paris and Rome, but I wanna go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters.That I wrote to you, each one in line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane. Another sunny place, I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna come home.Someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winterDay has come and gone away in either Paris or Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone. Let me go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go home.Let me go home. It'll all be alright. I'll be home tonight. I'm coming back home.
欢迎回来。一天忙完以后呢，开车往住处赶，一路上身心都处于放空的状态。没有思念，没有抱怨，只有无穷无尽的疲惫，连感受孤独的力气都提不起来。这就是琳达在异国的生活，充实当中带了一点麻木。一首《回家》突然让自己意识到，这种生活是幸运，却也是悲哀的。不知道奋斗当中的你是否也会偶尔有这种感觉呢？ 好了，煽情结束，来看一下今天的词汇扩展。今天我们只学一个单词 home， home。So feel all alone, just wanna go home. Home 作为名词有家、家乡、产地、养老院、主场等等意思。听下例句：至少他为他提供了一个充满安宁和关爱的家。She had, at any rate, provided a peaceful and loving home for him. 短语。At any rate 表示无论如何至少这个地方会变成一家残疾儿童福利院 It's going to be a home for handicapped children 我在两场对阵巴塞罗那队的比赛当中都进了球我们在主场战平在客场赢了他们 I scoredIn both games against Barcelona, we drew at home and beat them away. 新奥尔良是爵士音乐的发源地。New Orleans is the home of jazz. 主队赢得了比赛。The home team won the game. Home, 它也可以作为形容词，意思是家庭的、家乡的、总部的、本国的。美满的家庭生活要靠夫妻双方的努力。A happy home life needs the effort from both sides of the couple. 这是我家里的电话号码。This is my home phone number. 这些产品是供国内销售的。These products are for home sale. Home 也可以作为副词，表示击中要害的、彻底的、深切的。现在要靠我们大家对这个问题进行辩论，并且尽可能地将论点阐述清楚。It's now up to all of us to debate this issue and press home the argument. 看一下跟 home 有关的短语 ，feel at home 或者 at home， 表示精通或者像在家里一样舒适自在。他英语说的非常好，见到我们显得很高兴，我们很快就不拘束了。He spoke very good English and appeared pleased to see us, and we soon felt quite at home. 他精通法语 ，He is completely at home in French. 短语 to bring something home to someone， 使某人清楚地领会。深刻地感受到，我终于懂得父母给我的恩惠是多么大。At last, it has come home to me how much I owe to my parents. 短语 hit home 表示切中要害，使人接受或者认清什么事实。人们终于认清了战争的现实了吗？ Did the reality of war finally hit home?他终于意识到他永远地失去了这份友谊。It hit home that he lost his friendship with him forever. 最后一个短语 strike home. Strike home 表示击中目标，切中要害的意思。只有两枚鱼雷击中了目标。Only two torpedoes struck home. Torpedo. T-O-R-P-E-D-O.表示鱼雷 Only two torpedoes struck home 他对我工作的批评正中要害他说的其实都对 His criticism of my work struck home I knew he was right好了以上呢就是今天节目的所有内容了平时的节目里其实出现口误的时候特别多非常感谢各位一路的宽容和陪伴祝大家一切都好我是琳达咱们下期见 Another aeroplane Another sunny place I'm lucky I know But I wanna go home I got to go home Let me go